Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories: taking a leadership role at your small business, could a vacation lead to a promotion, and rebuilding the small business community in Ferguson, Missouri. Want to take a leadership role in your company? Be like Jonathan Toews. The captain of the Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks has qualities in high demand in corporate America. What exactly are they? Here's Tom Gimbel, founder and CEO of LaSalle Network, the staffing and recruiting firm based in the Chicago area. Tom, how do you see this?
Well, I think it's interesting. Toews is being compared to this generation's Mark Messier, who in the Hall of Fame and goes down as one of the best captains and leaders in sports history. And what Toews brings to the table is really five or six key points. But you know, the first one that I want to talk about is he cares about everybody, and he shows it. He's not afraid to show it. And it's not just the players on the ice. It's the coaching staff. It's the locker room attendants. It's management. It's the security guards. After they won the cup, there were stories of Toews saying thank you to the guys in the parking lot at the United Center, that he talked to the equipment guys, that he talks to the Wirtz family who owns it. He shows his appreciation. When you care about people like that, it goes a long way, and people want to follow people who have passion and leadership.
Not surprising a guy like that's captain.
Yeah, absolutely, but he gained the respect. I mean, he's a young guy in his early 20s, and he became captain when he was 20. And he wasn't the oldest guy on the team, obviously. So he comes, and they had other great players that came aboard, Marian Hossa and Patrick Sharp and Duncan Keith, who were, you know, anywhere from 3, 5 to 10 years older than him. And these guys followed Toews because, number one, he's got the best work ethic. He earned it by demonstration, by showing what he was about. And then people wanted to follow that, and they saw, you know, it doesn't work if you don't have the skills, right? The guy's a talented player.
Yeah.
But you combine that with the fact that he wasn't looking for handouts, and he didn't come in as a prima donna. He came in with a work ethic that was second to none. He wanted to earn the respect.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Gimbel, founder and CEO of LaSalle Network. Coming up next, why you should not dismiss vacation time.
In 2001, Vonage revolutionized home phone service, making it better with voice over internet. After such an achievement, who would have blamed Vonage if they said, "Enjoy better, people. We'll be by the pool." But the thing about better is, there's always more better. So today, Vonage is not unleashing its ripped abdominals by the pool, but is back to work transforming communications for business by making it better with award-winning cloud-based solutions, an infrastructure that grows as you grow, seamless mobility between all devices so you never miss that important call, even if you're splishy-splashing in the pool that Vonage isn't, because Vonage is too busy making communications better, and all for so much less than you think. So when you're reapplying your SPF 45, Vonage won't be there to rub it in, because Vonage will be out there, somewhere, doing more better. See how your business can get the better it deserves. Call Vonage at 1-800-5-VONAGE or go to Vonage.com. Vonage, the business of better.
10 months after the shooting death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, which sparked ugly rioting, the communities there are still struggling to recover from the damage caused by looters. Wall Street Journal reporter Ruth Simon has a look now at the St. Louis suburb. Ruth, what did you find?
We found that 10 months after the unrest in Ferguson began and after the shooting of Michael Brown, small businesses in the area are still struggling to recover. And it's not just from the physical damage, but many of them have seen less revenue, sales have softened as people are less likely to come into the area.
All right. So from a small business standpoint, I mean, these were the folks really that were hurt the most, right? A lot of mom and shop places in this area.
The businesses that we talk to are largely mom and pop businesses. These kinds of businesses, they were various kinds of businesses. Some of them were small retailers. Some of them were restaurants. But by and large, a lot of these businesses are small. They have a limited amount of cash reserves on hand, and it's been very, very tough for them. We talked to a pharmacy owner. We talked to restaurant owners. We talked to people who have been unable to return to the building they were operating in because the building was destroyed, and others who are still in business, and business, they were able to remain in their building, but traffic was down.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Ruth Simon. Her piece is entitled, In Ferguson, Missouri, A Long Road Getting Back to Business. What about help? Are loans being made available? Are people tapping them? What about insurance? Is there a desire to even rebuild for those that were damaged?
I think people do want, most of the people we talked to would like to rebuild. There are a few that have left the area, and there have been different sources of financial help. The Small Business Administration set up a disaster loan relief effort. Very few people ended up getting loans from that particular program. In some cases, people didn't want to take on the additional debt. In other cases, they couldn't qualify either because they couldn't repay or they had limited credit ability. There was a small business relief program that was a public-private partnership that has been more successful in reaching people, and they gave out, it's about $750,000 in total in grants and loans. The loans were small, but they carried no interest rate, so they were to help people sort of pay their bills. Some people have gotten microloans. A few of the big banks have stepped up their efforts. But what I think people need most, the business owners need most at this point, is for traffic to come back. And I think it's hard for Ferguson when you say the name Ferguson, and in fact, the unrest spilled across a number of communities, it conjures up a single image, and that's not an image that's particularly good for business.
What does history say, if anything, Ruth, about the ability for cities like this to rebound when there's been this kind of activity that hurt it?
Ferguson is a little different than some of the previous incidents of unrest in two ways. One is the actual physical damage was less than some of the riots we saw many years ago, but there's also been a fair amount of publicity. And the key challenge is getting people to want to come back.
Thanks, Ruth. Wall Street Journal reporter Ruth Simon. Finally, here's a headline that will be sure to change the way you think about your job. Taking a vacation could give you a better chance of getting a promotion. According to Project Time Off, a research effort that hopes to show the benefits of using your paid time off, workers who used all of their vacation days had a 6.5% better chance of getting a raise or a promotion than those who left more than two full weeks on the table. Researchers feel the reason is because it opens the door to positive thinking. Freelance writer Jaleesa Castrodale says the keys to having a positive vacation and one that can benefit both your brain and your career are planning at least a month in advance, preparing your team and coworkers for your absence, traveling beyond the borders of your own city, meeting with a local host or guide when you arrive at your location, and planning an itinerary or setting travel details before you leave town. That includes everything from the basics like accommodations to the kinds of activities you'll be doing during the day. By the way, you can get more on things like trends and entrepreneurism by catching other small business reports on our website, This Morning with GordonDeal.com. Got an idea or a pitch? Shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal for Compass Media Networks.